When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
In 1978, a photographer takes her last photo. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1978 saw the death of the Sex Pistols and the birth of Garfield. However, the return of a forgotten illness made 1978 a strange year. The 1978 smallpox outbreak, August 1978. In the summer of 1978, panic struck the city of Birmingham overnight. Over 500 people were sent into isolation and vaccinated over the following weeks. The World Health Organization and the media swarmed the city, and the population of the world held its breath. All because medical photographer Janet Parker was in an isolation ward in Catherine D. Barnes Hospital, and her condition was only getting worse by the day. She had first been diagnosed with a case of chickenpox, but when she didn't respond to treatment or get any better, doctors and medical examiners were forced to accept the diagnosis Janet Parker had smallpox. This was a particularly troubling time for anyone to catch smallpox, let alone someone who lived in a country where the disease hasn't been seen in over 5 years. For context, the last natural outbreak of smallpox in the U.S. was 1949. The World Health Organization were on the cusp of announcing smallpox as being eradicated when Janet Parker was diagnosed with it. The diagnosis greatly contradicted the claim that the threat of smallpox was behind us, and it had the entire world on edge. Smallpox has a 2-week incubation period, which means that anyone Janet Parker had come in contact with during those 2 weeks, where she wasn't showing symptoms, could also be carrying the disease and have passed it on to others. More on that after this break. No one else Janet Parker came in contact with was infected. This was both a relief that was a part of Janet's diagnosis that was more than a little bit troubling. After all, how could Janet Parker have caught the disease if no one else was sick? She had been recently working in the Birmingham Medical School, where she had taken pictures in a lab led by Professor Henry Bedson. He had samples of the virus in his lab. He was one of the professors on the front line of the attempt to rid the world of a disease that kills over a third of the people it infects. But when Professor Henry Bedson studied samples taken from Janet Parker, he knew that the virus had somehow broken out of his lab. Professor Henry Bedson was understandably distraught over the news, but when Janet Parker's father died of a heart attack, a result of the stress of witnessing his daughter slowly dying, Professor Henry Bedson quietly went out to a shed in his back garden and took his own life. The virus had now, indirectly, claimed the lives of two people, but it would strike again when Janet Parker passed away at the age of 40, and her name was written in the history books as the world's last known victim of smallpox. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.